Hey, check out Writing with Mike After Hours. It can be found on Anchor.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, and many more. And if you missed out on Season 1 of Writing with Mike After Hours, here's some of what you may have missed out on. If animals could talk, which one would be the rudest animal?
Raccoon.
Possum.
No,
I agree with Possum. Raccoon.
No, 100%
the honey raccoon. Raccoon.
Have you not seen Guardians of the Galaxy? Have you not seen Guardians of the Galaxy? A raccoon would be an asshole.
I take it back, honey badger.
But that was a modified raccoon.
Which one would be the most respectable, though?
That is true.
Which one would be the most respectable? The motherfucking bald eagle.
Yeah.
Like, that's a patriarch. Hands down.
That's a patriarch.
Bald eagle would be a dad.
Lions are pretty humble.
He would be a dad.
He'd be a dad.
Dude, the killer whale.
The killer.
I feel like a
squirrel.
Would it be the rudest or would it be the most respectable?
No, most respected. Or respectable. Yeah.
Respectable.
Yeah.
Like, polite.
Cordial. I've watched Our Planet several times on Netflix, and like it just seems like they eat when they need to, not when they want to.
Have you ever seen them play with seals?
Yeah, they're definitely, yeah.
They like throw them around,
same with the penguins,
bash them. Like, yeah. That seems civil. Like, he might be a nice guy.
Okay.
Meet him down the corner.
Maybe.
Hey, Mr. Killer Whale, want to come hang out? Sure, let me kill you.
Yeah, he's got a killer in his name.
Tragedy.
Suck.
Dirtbag.
He sucks camel dick, dude.
Camel dicks. See, there'd be a very respectable animal.
A camel. They spit
on
your face.
Would be respectable. They walk
on your
slow
face.
But you respect them.
No, because they spit on your face. That's the most disrespectful thing you can do.
How close are you getting your face to their face to be spit
in your face? You ever been to Grant's Farm?
Many years ago.
Yeah, so they have camels that you can just walk up to and, like, you feed them.
But what were you doing to the camel to make it want to spit on you?
Feeding them, and they want to spit in your face. Also, goats are disrespectful, too. Goats are pretty
kick-ass, ain't it?
It's pretty cool.
It's a man van.
It is a man van.
So, Sam, now that we sound like we're rhyming a shit ton. Sam. What's up, Sam?
You're
kind
of
a little bit of a weaving walk there, aren't you?
I'm doing a little bit of a weaving walk.
You feeling good?
Dude, there was this drink at the bar. It had absinthe in it. I've never had absinthe. That shit fucks you up.
Yeah.
Like, believe that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absinthe was illegal. What are you, crazy? Next, we're going to have prohibition once again.
Nah, good luck with that.
Prison wine or some shit like that.
That's what you do in the toilet.
Exactly. But, like, what's a good uncles who do moonshining?
Yeah, and that requires a steel.
That does require a steel. They got those copper pieces out there in the desert. They love doing that stuff.
But you don't have to have you copper. You can use stainless steel.
Oh, can you?
Yes, you can.
Oof. Stainless steel is a lot cheaper than copper. By the sheet, at least. Honestly, that absinthe out of nowhere kind of sailed me on by.
We're
not live.
Can I pull my dick out? That's making on the podcast. I know it is.
We're keeping
you're welcome
that.
You're welcome for that. You're welcome for the viewers, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Pull your
got
in
you.
Here.
Just edit out all that last stuff.
Just the old knuckle shuffle. Oh, got it in my eye.
Knuckle shuffle.
Yes.
The words out of my mouth.
You're the kind of guy I expect to answer this fucking question.
Let's hear it.
Would you rather fuck...
I like fucking.
...your lover's corpse... Dead corpse,
okay.
Or never fuck again.
I'm fucking the dead corpse, man.
I can tell you would.
I mean, you know, wait.
What?
Like, she's been dead for 72 hours.
She born still?
Well,
no.
All you gotta do is
it's
just cold. Pop it in the microwave, she's pop pocket.
Like I'm saying, is she like in a little incubator type situation where she's like still warm?
She's on ice, man.
She's got a nut.
She's on ice. But no formaldehyde has been installed in
her
yet.
You can't just slap your cock around her mouth?
I guess you can.
That's all you gotta do, though?
But needless to say...
I mean, it's a free nut.
You have to finish it.
72 hours, and you gotta finish up.
It stinks.
It stinks. So you've experienced 72-hour corpse?
Yeah.
Body?
Yeah.
Fucking?
All the time.
Fucking?
All the time.
It's my favorite.
So you're necrophiliac?
Full on.
What's the next question?
Oh, no, this one was getting pretty interesting. So, would you
Send pics to an absolute stranger or your most hated ex. Nude pics of yourself.
I mean, stranger, what is she going
to do? To a complete stranger. Might even be a homeless dude that's got a phone.
I mean, what is she going to do with it, you know?
He might hit you up later.
That's fine with me.
The ex will expose you.
Yeah, the ex will expose me. The homeless man will jerk off to it.
You put your name on Pornhub.
He'll jerk off.
The homeless man might be trying to figure out where your home is.
Hey, it's fine with me. I'll give him a hug for a night.
He's moving right on in.
There's a homeless man out here in the parking lot. He said he'd give me a beer for blowjob. I'm just wondering, do y'all have any beer?
We'll have a beer. Damn right I will.
You little knob gobbler.
Hey. Say it again, but like a little deeper and a little like slower.
Do you want to say more like Gollum?
Like knob gobbler.
Gobbler.
Yeah, I like it.
Gobbler.
I like it.
Knob gobbler. Gobbler of the knobs.
Yeah, you remind me a lot of...
Just for you, I've got a question that I asked last night. I only have one question to answer it on that one. But if you had a choice of fucking an ex-dead lover...
Dude. Dead or, body? Corpse?
Or never fucking again, which one would you choose?
Corpse.
It's phobia.
Corpse.
It's necrophilia.
Bro, I would have to fuck a dead person in order to...
Fuck an ex-lover's corpse. Or never fuck again.
What up, blowjobs? Can I ask?
Are blowjobs
involved?
Do what?
Are blowjobs involved?
Well, that's fucking in a sense.
Dude, come on!
But in all honesty, so if you're getting a blowjob from a fucking dead corpse,
that's like way
never
too fucked
fuck
up.
Again. Please say that.
I'd probably fuck that dead person. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Did you say a corpse?
Dude, yes, he chose the corpse.
Wait, is she hot? Is she hot?
You have chose door number two. Or number one, whichever one. She's not going to fight you. She's dead. She puts out with no complaints. Her version of no is...
I'm right.
Question. Yeah. Would you all touch yourself in public?
Yes.
In a large group? Or would you do it in front? Podcast? Well, it might be. Okay. But it's an anything goes kind of podcast.
Cash cap sexual.
Anything fucking goes. Okay, I'm listening. Would you rather touch yourself in public?
Touch yourself
what?
In public or touch yourself in front of your most hated ex.
Oh my
touch
God.
Touch myself in front of my most hated ex.
Yes.
Easily. Most hated ex.
Easily, bro.
Dude, what?
Which one would you go with?
Most hated ex.
Definitely.
Even though they could take that information, flip it around, and fucking throw it against you.
Dude, in public, I'm sure.
In public.
You're talking ex.
That would be really creepy, I feel like.
That'd be kind of out of pocket.
Out of pocket? I got an idea. Eat a dick, motherfucker. Yeah. Eat a big, floppy donkey dick. Just choke on that bitch. Of course, if they swallow that motherfucker, then I'm impressed. And I'm like, well, you mute?
Yeah, they don't talk.
Do you do sign? Like this?
He is actually deaf.
Do what?
Wait, keep this.
Oh.
Are you masturbating now? That sounds like sounds of masturbation of the wild.
What do you think Keith Dunn sounds like having sex?
Who?
One of our friend's dads is completely deaf.
Then when he goes to try to say fuck, he's just like, fuck!
Motherfucker.
Maddie texted me the other day and said, what kind of noises do you think Keith Dunn has during sex? And I bet I just said back, fuh.
Yeah. That's exactly how it would be, I can promise you.
I bet it'll fuck your mind over. Why don't you go stick your finger up his ass? Just see what happens.
I bet he would not.
I bet out of nowhere he'd just like, Yahtzee, motherfucker!
Molly at the house and...
Honestly, Molly would be like...
I swear to God, it sounds like you're talking about a fucking dog.
Her name is Molly Claire. Does that make it better?
Well, that's what I found out. She's Molly Claire because every other fucking dog in the neighborhood's named Molly. She gets out on the fucking front lawn and they start sniffing her ass. She starts sniffing them back. That's just, she says hi.
a fucking energetic kind of dog. She sounded more like a fucking basset hound. She is kind of bubbly like a dog now. I mean, earlier she sounded like a basset hound. Maybe. Well, in the back.
Is this door locked?
Well, quit pulling on the motherfucker! I just picked up a guy that was working at one of the porn stores here in fucking town.
Oh. Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
How'd his day go?
He said he absolutely loves it.
Oh, I bet he does. I bet there's a lot of firefighters that go through there.
Well, he said...
Well, I'm guessing there's a lot of... He said porn.
Porn. Porn.
Porn.
Not pork.
Oh, sorry.
I'm guessing every day is an adventure.
That is probably true.
Yeah.
Is it still the one that's like kind of by Broadway? It's Broadway and Providence?
Yep. Well, it's off of Broadway. It's over on Walnut.
I've been to that one. I went there with this. I dated this super slut when I was down here.
Super slut.
Oh, for sure. That's exactly what she was. She's like, hey, let's go here. And I was like, okay.
This ain't shady at all.
Oh, no. Dude, and she was way into it, and I was like, this place is, like, fucking so trashy. Like, it was rough, man.
This fits you perfectly, lady.
Exactly. She was fun. Not marriage material, but enjoyed it.
Can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
Well, we're not fire... Well,
you're
the
not.
One in the back's a firefighter. We build fire trucks, so yes. We're just here to sell fire trucks.
Oh, so, to the guy in the back.
Yeah, well, no.
He did that once.
I tried to sell them to other suckers.
Sell them to other suckers. But
he's like, see this nozzle over here? It will blow the shit out of a fire. No, seriously, watch. Dude, hold your lighter up.
That's funny.
Everybody else is walking around in shoes looking at you with your bare toes flopping out there. And be like, that's fucking nasty. Nope. Does he got toe fungus?
Probably.
He does.
Probably picked it up from some hobo he fucking hung out with.
That's probably.
They probably swapped fucking sandals.
Swap foot fungus?
He was from Humboldt.
We caught it in the pool during COVID when everybody else was fucking.
That's right. Get some of them sketchy chicks to come over and lick it off your finger toes.
Oh man, that's another level right there.
No, I know this place. It's kind of. This chick took me there. It's not shady at all.
I see what you did. You brought it full circle.
And I'm like, dude, do y'all still run the theater? He's like, yeah. Yeah, I love the theater.
I didn't go into that. I was like, I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
like,
I've never been in the theater.
No. Like, because it's like,
you're lying, things. Son of a bitch. I fucking bet you. Dude. Don't even fucking lie about it. We're not judgmental in here.
I went to the place once, and I was like, there's no way that it doesn't reek of seawater and be sticky as fuck. Like, it's gonna be
reeks of seawater.
Oh, yeah. What is that? It smells like seawater in here.
That's not seawater. That's douche.
Yes, that's definitely douche. Or sperm. Pick your choice.
Might be a combination of both. I've never been around to smell that aroma. He's sitting at home like mixing the smells together like I think that's what it is.
I knew our own hungry hippo tournament tonight.
It was pretty awesome.
It was a pretty good time.
Okay. Curiosity. How do you have a hungry hippo?
Elimination
tournament style.
So if you get the least amount of balls, you're out, and then you play. We had two boards, so we had a bracket down against each other. It was pretty spectacular, actually.
So where'd y'all end up on it?
We did not win.
Yeah, we didn't win.
We hosted, so it's a win.
So were you in, like, the top five?
Oh, yeah.
How many people played?
I had 10 people.
Thinking like baseball, basketball.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
what you're asking. Like,
that's what I'm asking.
Like, what major sport do people like watch while the players are sober?
Yes, but
tennis,
football for damn
sure. Tennis is what I want to watch. Like when the players are drunk,
excessively drunk,
drunk.
I think that'd be a good one.
What's the game that it's like tennis against the walls though?
Racquetball. Oh my god.
That's what I want to watch.
Racquetball.
Yeah. Yes.
Would the ball even leave the paddle?
I don't know.
Like you throw it out, smack.
I don't know. It's an experiment. I thought it was your turn. It's
fall over with.
Yeah. I don't know.
That'd be like in your own personal point of view. What major professional sport could be assisted by adding excessive amounts of alcohol to.
Like professional sport?
No, no. That they're playing in, not spectator sports.
Though. Oh, actually, yeah. I'm not gonna pay to get sick. Fuck all that.
I'm not gonna get paid to fucking be a zombie.
Yeah, for real.
I'm gonna hunt the fucking
zombies.
They're
chipping your ass when you do that.
Yeah, but I'm all about fucking hunting them motherfuckers.
Oh yeah.
They fucking turn, I'm on it. Be like, go time, motherfuckers. Could be a badass ass motherfucking. Roll up. You vaxxed? Yeah. On I go.
Keep a sawed off in here.
That's how you roll. Just attack them. Catch them before they fucking fully turn.
That is 100% the energy we needed before the
ball. That's right. Fucking zombie slaying motherfuckers.
You're getting me all hyped woo! Over here.
Yeah. Let's go find some vaxxers. I mean zombies.
You see the goofy looking bandit on their arm, just mow them down. We got R. Kelly up in here too.
Peeing on people. Just peeing on people. Easy pre-gaming or are you hard hitting it?
Just hard hitting it. Couple bush lights.
Like bitches.
Yeah.
I mean, you're trying to save money in the fucking bar, right?
Yeah, for sure.
That's why you pre-game.
Oh yeah.
We gotta pre-game hard.
Sir.
Not bars? That fucking like dainty shit. Oh, we had a couple bush lights. You gotta come at it like, we slammed some motherfucking Jack. Half a bottle each.
Man. I guess my period's a little heavy tonight. I don't know.
No shit. There's a camp on there, bloody.
Yeah, I got a couple weird Thanksgivings every year. It's alright.
Not right now, Uncle Lloyd. Stop petting me under the table. I don't want to go see your weird lint collection again. Last time we were up there for 3 hours, I never even found the lint. And you tickled my butthole. I can't even pee straight.
You're
now.
Getting
I do need the cane. Right,
this is my pimp cane. I'm going to go out with all my holes. Yeah, quick, bitch, grab my strong hand.
We pimping tonight.
Yeah, so make some money. Make that as some good money. Fuck. I am. I'm bouncing through this fucking town. I gotta make some money tonight because I'm
about. I wish I was making some money.
Well, I'm gonna be wasting it tomorrow. I got a feeling.
Little Boonville trip.
Well, I've gotta go down to Lake of the Ozarks for a bachelor party.
Yeah, that'll be a waste of money.
Well,
not a waste. A good,
shut like, your mouth, blasphemy.
A good, like, decent amount of
Yeah, that will be a waste of money. Shut the fuck up. I do me, you do you. Honestly, you can't even fucking do you because you're walking around the fucking cane.
Fair.
The problem fucking picking on fucking Crips.
Cruise control.
Beat your
ass real quick.
Yeah. I say, you grab the fucking wheel, I got a fucking ass whooping to be served back here.
And honestly,
let me see your fucking cane.
I got a cane, boy. I got a fucking cane, boy.
I'll show you how to use that fucking cane.
Come back here.
When it's fucking shoulder deep up your ass.
Hey,
he's like, man, prison don't seem so bad now.
It's heavy. Oh, fucking
that's
ass.
A fucking oh, handle. Just sit there and jam right up your fucking ass. I'll make you my fucking cell bitch. I'll sell your ass for a pack of candy. And some smokes.
I wasn't gonna yell.
Yes, you were. Don't even fucking lie, you little bitch.
You got beef with you, man.
Dude, I know. Because he doesn't want to
get... You're fucking playing that out, ain't you? It's like, I want some fucking sympathy. Grab my cane, woman. I can't get it myself. I walk over there, but my legs are hurting.
My legs are dead.
Be like, baby, I need some loving because my legs are throbbing. Rub me. No, make eye contact. Enjoy those clips? Go to Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcast, and Overcast to get caught up on all season 1. And share with your friends. Season 2 of Riding with Mike After Hours kicks off August 28th. So make sure you check the show out and follow us on Instagram at Riding with Mike After Hours. That's all one word. Again, Riding with Mike After Hours. So you can stay up on new episodes.